American Cattle News. What are some rules of thumb when it comes to dewormers? More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Texas A&M beef specialist Dr. Tom Hargrove on dewormers.
We think about dewormers as kind of bulletproof, right? We know to care for vaccines. We know that we need to keep vaccines, you know, cool. We need it out of the light and stuff like that. Well, dewormers are a little different than vaccines, so we don't have to worry about necessarily keeping them refrigerated. But if they're sitting out on a bench and they're almost boiling, you know, they're getting real hot, there's going to be some issue with that dewormer. So again, just common sense. It's not uncommon, especially working a lot of cattle, that we're going to, if we're using especially a bag or a delivery system with a tube, well, that still hangs on the chute. So we leave that, you know, we're going to be back tomorrow with some more cattle. Why pick that up? That dewormer is, some of it's going to be inactivated. So again, those are things, just common sense things to think about when you're deworming. Always follow the directions. Try to stay at your top, you know, your heavier dose. In other words, you want to make sure all your cattle are covered. The other thing, there's a lot of question about pour-ons versus injectables, right? And so in my opinion, if you're using your pour-on and you're using it correctly, they work pretty good. And that's what we're seeing in this study. We have several herds already in, and we've been able to look at some different drugs. And I don't think it necessarily goes back to the drug. It goes back with the resistance to your cattle to that drug, right? Make sure you use the drug correctly. Make sure you care for the product. And I think that's one of the points we've missed. You know, dewormers are bulletproof, so they can lay on the beach all day, you know, in the sun. Or they can be on the dash of the pickup. Well, I'd be very careful there.
American Cattle News.